We often hear people say things like, cherish and savor every moment of your life because once they're gone, you can never get them back. Or, there is so little time, we need to make every moment count. And, always be ready because you never know when your moment will come. True and wise words for sure, but always being ready, making every single moment of every single day of our lives count? Well, is that even possible? Maybe we don't need to be so serious, so eager, ambitious, or driven all of the time. Maybe it would be better for us to learn to be okay with some mistakes, some missed opportunities, some regrets. And maybe it's okay for us to sometimes just say, oh, well, that's life. Time to move on. And sure enough, we know from experience that sometimes blessings come in disguise, other chances do come along, and some things do work out better than what was expected. It is Monday. I don't know who needs this reminder, but relax. Take a deep breath. Let things go like water under a bridge. I'm Lena Park, and this is One Fine Day. Welcome to One Fine Day with Lena Park. That was Wendy starting us off this week with Like Water. You know, even after you're concentrating on something for just a little while, you know how your shoulders tense up, like automatically, your eyes do get tired. Sometimes we even become a little sensitive, both physically and emotionally. So sure, there are times in our lives when we need, absolutely need that kind of tension. But if we were to stay like that every moment of our lives, I think we'd probably end up with some long and expensive hospital bills. I don't think it can be good for your health. Now, we can't help but be a little more tense than usual on Mondays because we need a little extra effort to concentrate after having loosened up a bit over the weekend. But I'm hoping that for at least these 2 hours with me, you'll be able to enjoy some great music, relax a little, and just let some of your moments flow like water. But first things first, where are you at this very moment? Our global roll call is coming up in just a moment. So tell me where you are and what you're doing as you're listening to today's One Fine Day. Don't forget to also send in your song requests. Feel free, as always, to share your 사연들, stories and anecdotes about anything. Nothing's too trivial to share here. Anything goes. You can send them in as messages on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website at world.kbs.co.kr, or leave a comment on our latest posts on Instagram at KBS One Fine Day and Facebook at facebook.com/EnglishKBS. Now, if you have a Korean phone number, you can also send a text message to sharp8150. A regular SMS text will cost 50 won, and a long text or MMS message will cost 100 won per text. Coming up in part two is our Monday segment, K-Pop Weekly. And K-Pop producer John Kim will be joining us once again to share his expertise with us, so be sure to stay tuned. But right now, I'll be right back with today's Where Are You after this. Here's Sweet Sorrow with their song, Drive. One Fine Day is coming to you live from Seoul, Korea. Right now it's 5:22 p.m. and things have quieted it down. A little overcast, a little cooler today. Every day has been sort of different. At least the air has sort of evened out today. That's definitely something to be happy about. Right now I'm talking to you in a studio located on the fourth floor of the main KBS building in Yeouido, Seoul. Where are you? It is time now for our global roll call. A chance for me to find out where in the world all my listeners are and what you're all up to today. So let's find out with Where Are You? Listener Shamam DXCR 2020 says once again, greetings from India. Today I am in the office for duty. All right, hope things are going swimmingly at work there. Thanks for checking in. Text message from listener 4392, who writes, Chungyeon-nim, did you have a good weekend? Right now, I'm listening to the show inside a tent in Paduri Beach on the west coast. The sound of the waves and one fine day. So good. Have a good day. Wow, sounds like you are having a fantastic day. That sounds quite lovely. Lots of ambiance there. So enjoy the show. Jisoo Kim 0801 says, did you have a nice weekend, Nina? I am in Noryangjin studying. There was a sudden shower around noon. I'm usually not a person who is well prepared for an unexpected rain, but luckily, I had an umbrella, which I had inadvertently thrown in the bag last week. Well, I found out that it's not always something big and grandiose that makes me feel good. It literally rains too much these days. Maybe I should just put on slippers this summer. I really hate my shoes getting drenched. Yes, we are having a very unexpected amount of lots of rain. Definitely not seasonal, not normal. So yeah, I think it's a good idea to just sort of expect the unexpected right now, right? Wear shoes that you don't mind getting wet. Yeah, go for those slippers, or always have a little handy, at least a little umbrella somewhere in your bag or nearby. Good tips. All right, JSLee 2017 says, Chungyeon Nuna, did you have a good weekend? My back kept hurting, so right now I'm at the hospital for some physiotherapy. I don't want to keep having to come to hospitals, but I can't seem to help it. You. I wish everyone listening to OFD will stay healthy and well. Yes, that's unfortunate that you're finding yourself at the hospital more often than not. So yes, definitely, these are all good wake-up calls to take better care of ourselves. All of us, definitely so. My weekend was good. Very uneventful, really. Just slept in on Friday, and then can't even remember what I did on Saturday. But then I did go over for a little family dinner, and I made some yummy salads for all of us. And that was kind of fun. All right, let's take a look at song requests. Yoon Mi Jang has a request for us, writing, 언니, 안녕하세요. You look so pretty in the picture. Thank you. Thanks to your support, last week's surgery went well. Phew! It's still a little uncomfortable, as if there's a grain of sand in my eye, but I feel so much better. It feels like I've put a huge event behind me. And even the visit to the operation room didn't feel as bad this second time. Although I don't ever want to go back. I think I'll have to start taking better care of my health from now on. Honey, let's all stay healthy. Request song Park Sunju's Yo Sam. Well, congratulations. So glad the surgery went okay. And you know what? A huge event is behind you. That is a huge thing, eye surgery. So glad that you are over it. You overcame it. And hope recovery goes well. Crystal M77 writes, DJ 정연 언니, 안녕하세요. It's a rainy and achy Monday. It's probably because I played 5 games of tennis under the scorching sun yesterday and played 3 more games in the evening, so the muscle ache kept me from sleeping well. And this morning, my face was burning up and my knees were screaming. I think I'll have to go straight to bed after work today. I might have a tiring week, but I'm still happy that I had such a fun weekend. I hope you have a happy week, too. Request song, 한여름밤의 꿀, Sunny and Reina. Okay. Wow, 8 games of tennis one day. The professional tennis athletes during like a tournament don't even play 8 games a day, do they? Well, I guess if they go to tiebreaker. Wow, that's quite a bit. Hope you didn't overdo it. Definitely get in maybe like a nice soak in the tub. I don't know, like some soothing bath salt or something like that. Or aloe vera if you burned your face. Yes, you need a little TLC. Get some rest and enjoy your song requests. Well, I'll enjoy both of those requests right now. First up, Park Seon-ju with Yo Sam, or Three Women, featuring Yoo Mi-rae and Jeongin. After that, it's Sunny and Reina with Han Yeoreum Bam Ae Gul, A Midsummer Night's Sweetness. That was Honey and Reina with Han Yeoreum Bam Ae Gul, A Midsummer Night's Sweetness. Before that, it was Park Seon-ju with Yo Sam, or Three Women, featuring Yoo Mi-rae and Jeongin. Sweet 030323 writes, 안녕하세요, 정연언니. It's another busy day. It was so hot during the weekend that I turned on the AC, and now my throat's all sore when I swallow. Ooh, I guess it's time to be extra cautious not to catch a cold. Oh no, that AC must have been on all night or something. Yeah, definitely, I feel it when the AC or fan is on too much. Just really sensitizes your throat. It's just very drying. So yeah, if you have an auto timer or something like that, definitely want to check into it and take advantage of it, maybe program it. Or yeah, just have to kind of cool down the room as much as you can to fall asleep, but then turn it off when you're sleeping. Hope you find some sort of solution soon, and drink lots of water to kind of, you know, take that inflammation away from your throat. Hope you feel better. And I'm Kelly, commenting on our Instapic today, sending millions and millions of likes to the picture. Busy Monday again, whether I realize it or not. When a negative thought enters my mind, it affects my actions. So I try to avoid the stress of perceiving that it's Monday, but it appears impossible to think about it. Or to not think about it, I should say. Mm-hmm. Well, I think you needed that reminder at the opening of the show that we gotta just let it go like water under the bridge. So hopefully you can find a zen moment, at least enjoy our playlist today. Forest Wind Sun says, you don't even age, Lena. I want to hear your voice. Well, you're hearing it right now. Hope you are tuning in and enjoying the broadcast so far. Listener KMJJYN says, hi, Jeongyeon Luna. Can I make a song request? I want to request 너를 만나 by Paul Kim. Thank you very much. All right. Definitely a modern classic of sorts. Let's all enjoy. Here's Paul Kim for our next song break. 너를 만나, or Me After You.
너를 만난 그 이후로 사소한 변화들에 행복해져.
You're listening to One Fine Day with Lena Park on KBS World Radio. Wow, it looks like listener Alicia Y had quite an eventful yesterday or weekend. Who writes, my 12-year-old cousin, or your 12 cousin, had an English creative writing assignment due 9 a.m. today. It counts toward his uni entrance mark, so I had a series of desperate calls from my aunt at 11 plus last night to help improve on it. To be honest, I don't even know how good my feedback was, because the last time I did creative writing for school was in year 8. So I'm not sure what's appropriate for school contexts, but my aunt still trusts my writing ability best, and I ended up discussing the piece with her till 1 a.m. last night, and then wished her good luck. My cousin was asleep because he has other exams today. Woke up to the continuous ringing of my phone this morning, and thought for a second that I had forgotten to set my alarm. But it wasn't my boss, it was my aunt. I put my phone on mute and went back to sleep. When I woke up for real, I saw she had tried ringing 7 times, hoping I'd get a chance to read through once more. Half of me feels bad, knowing how important this is. Other half of me feels that had I picked up that call, I'd have been sleep-deprived, late for work, and caused a lot of last-minute stress. The essay was fine, really. Oh my, well, it's definitely understandable that your aunt just is desperate for, like, the very, very, very best to be submitted for your cousin. But then on the other hand, you guys did talk about it till 1 a.m., so yes. I think most of us, our listeners here, will agree. Maybe just pretend you didn't hear that phone call and hope that your aunt doesn't tune into One Fine Day. All right, PSY05902 writes, DJ 정연언니, 안녕하세요. This week, I'll go to school every day but Thursday. We switched seats today, and now I sit right in front of the podium. I love it. During music class today, we were tested on the kalimba. The sound of the kalimba is so pretty. These days, I'm really into the sound of harps, though. During the summer break, my aunt told me to visit her in Seoul, so when I go, I'll visit KBS, too, just because I want to go to Yeouido. Are there any other places in Seoul you would recommend that I visit? Of course, I'll have my finals before that. 4 weeks left. All right, well, if you wanted to visit Seoul, gosh, there's lots of things that you can do. We have a lovely park in Yeouido right across the street from KBS. Definitely want to check that out. And I guess you have to do the touristy stuff, right? Check out the Gyeongbok Palace, go up to Namsan, take the cable car, stuff like that. I'm sure your aunt will take good care of you, though. All right, good luck on your school week. And Hibar85 has a song request for us. That'll be our next song break. Hibar says, have an amazing Monday. Thank you. And we're going to listen to Hibar's song request. It's Deli Spice with Chow Chow. But not entirely. Two different songs from two different parts of the world. It's like they belong to a parallel universe. It's time to listen to a couple of songs that are seemingly nothing alike, but actually somewhat similar in one way or another upon closer inspection. One K-pop track and one non-K-pop track. It's Parallel Universe, and today we've got some songs that are about some stupid love. How stupid, you say? Well, let's take a look. First up is the K-pop song, 착해 빠졌어, Stupid in Love, by Soyou and Mad Clown. Soyou, of course, is the talented vocalist formerly from the hit girl group Sistar. Mad Clown is a popular rapper and a producer known for his very on-trend producing skills. The duet piece was released as a single back in 2013. It topped all the charts out there at that time. In this sad song, we hear a female character who is hurt by love and a bad guy character breaking off with her because he believes that would be the best for her. The song starts with Soyou singing these lines. Your lips may tell me off, but not me. Your heart may close on me, but not me. Why don't you understand the meaning of my tears? I'm not saying we should end it. I'm saying hold me. But we know that it doesn't fare well for her later on. So in this love, they're stupid in love to their detriment. But on the non-K-pop side, we have the song Stupid Love by top American pop diva Lady Gaga. The song was released as a single in February of last year off of her sixth studio album entitled Chromatica. This disco dance electropop number brought back to our minds her pre-Star is Born image. And commercially, this song reached number one in Scotland, Hungary, and El Salvador, as well as the top five in the US Billboard Hot 100 and the UK Singles Chart. Lyrically, the song is about the joyful foolishness of loving someone and gathering the courage to fall in love again after a heartbreak. Regarding the song, Lady Gaga said in an interview that a lot of people find it scary to be vulnerable, that we build all kinds of laws and constructs around us, and that she hopes the song would help collapse as many of those walls as possible to have people saying, I want your stupid love. Yes, I love the joyful foolishness. It's pretty great. And here's a bit of the song's words. You're the one that I've been waiting for. Gotta quit this crying. No one's gonna heal me if I don't open the door. Kinda hard to believe. Gotta have faith in me. Cause all I ever wanted was love. And later on, I want your stupid love. So, make a little transition there. All right, well, maybe Soyou and Mad Clown's characters can take a hint or two from Lady Gaga. We'll see. Let's listen to these two songs back to back. 착해 빠져서 or Stupid in Love by Soyou and Mad Clown. And after that, Lady Gaga with Stupid Love. Thank you. That was Stupid Love by Lady Gaga. Before that, it was Soyou and Mad Clown with 착해 빠져서, or Stupid in Love. Those were the Parallel Universe songs of the day. Now, in part two of today's show, I will shortly be joined by K-pop producer John Kim for this week's K-pop Weekly. Stay tuned. I'll be right back with part two after one more song break. Here is 볼빨간 사춘기 with 나비와 고양이, Leo, featuring Baekhyun. Welcome to part two of One Fine Day with Lena Park. The show must go on, as must K-pop Weekly, and so K-pop producer John Kim will be joining me in the studio once again to share his view and thoughts and general expertise on all things K-pop in just a moment. Let me remind you just one more time how you can reach me if you have any questions or comments. You can text me at sharp 8150 if you're in Korea. If you are anywhere else in the world, feel free to message me on Kong, right on the various message boards on our website, world.kbs.co.kr, or leave me a comment on our posts on Instagram at kbsonefineday and Facebook at facebook.com/englishkbs. Now let's take a quick song break to give John a chance to get settled in. Here is Crush with his song Ohio. A week in the world of K-pop is not like that of any other. So much could happen in the span of a week. Sometimes it's hard to keep up. Luckily for us, we know folks who can help us do just that here on K-pop Weekly. K-pop Weekly, it's a segment designed to help us keep up to date and learn a little bit more about K-pop. And to help me out, we've got K-pop producer, engineer John Kim joining us in the studio. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. How have you been doing?
I've been doing great. Actually, this last week has been amazing for me.
You know, really?
Yeah, so I took a small mini vacation this last weekend and mm-hmm. part of last week, but we took our two dogs down to this small space. It's called Anmyeondo.
Anmyeondo? Is it an island?
It's kind of an island, but it's not really.
Oh, okay. Like an islet sort of type place.
Sort of, yeah. You do got to drive across a little bridge to get there, but it's a small little city, a little bit south of Seoul. It's a 2.5-hour drive, but...
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. You know, I've been so busy. I've been working and just getting away from a lot of people has been just really nice, you know.
It must have been sort of therapeutic, too.
It was. I was sitting in front of the beach, and I was fishing with my wife and my friend until like 3 a.m.
3 a.m.?
3 a.m., yes.
It's dark, no?
It was so dark. It was actually really scary, especially when the tide started coming in.
I've been on the beach at the nighttime. It makes you feel humble to the world, right?
Like, it's just so powerful, you know. It's scary, because if you get lost in there, it's like... goodbye.
Well, so you were fishing, but you guys are safe. We know the happy ending
safe.
Of the story.
Yes,
and you had a little mini vacation.
Yes, and while I was there, you know, I was just listening to music with my wife, and it got scary, you know, and so just to brighten the mood a little, I turned on some music with my phone, and I guess that's where this playlist is coming from. It's coming from that space of, you know, just some songs that could help get rid of the fear of the beach at 3 a.m. But also, you know, it lightened the mood. And amazingly, you know, there's so much love in K-pop for men, for boys.
That's
you know,
very
like
true.
BTS, EXO,
oh,
like
yeah.
people are nuts for them. But a
they
lot
are
of times,
the dominant
yeah,
gender.
But the females are killing it too.
Yeah.
They're killing it. There's so much great music out there these days.
So we can get some girl love here today, woman power.
So today we have a playlist full of the amazing females of K-pop.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes.
And it's something that was... I love like the fact that we're going to approach these songs in the context of something to literally chase the dark away.
Exactly. Yes.
I love that. And they all happen to be fantastic, really, really trending K-pop female artists. It's wonderful to put a spotlight on them. We've got some new faces. We've got some new releases. We've also got some listener favorites, but it's going to be really fun to any excuse to listen to these fantastic songs, but also to kind of get John's take on it. So we'll get a little new perspective on that.
Awesome.
Wonderful. All right. So where do we start?
So we're starting with this new awesome group. A lot of you guys have already heard of them. They're called Stacy. And their recent release called ASAP.
ASAP.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure a lot of us know about this group because they've blown up so much, even though they've only debuted last year. I mean, they're...
I know. So quickly they kind of rose in the ranks.
Yes. And, you know, they're so young.
Yeah. I saw them perform. We did a TV show together and I was in the dressing room seeing them on screen. I'm like,
wow,
these kids.
I mean, that's awesome that you've seen them live. But for me, I just did a quick Google search of their ages because I was so curious. Because, you know, like, we go through these generations in K-pop where we see first generation girl group, second generation, and we're coming up on this next stage where we're seeing a new rising of a new generation of K-pop groups.
Absolutely.
And they're one of the freshest, one of the hottest right now.
Yeah.
And they're aged from, in Korea, we'd say 01.
Yes.
So they were born in 2001, ranging from 2001 to 2004.
Wow.
That is nuts. I mean, I thought I was young. I mean, I guess I'm not so young anymore because I'm married and, you know, I'm growing a beard and stuff. But, I mean, some of these girls 10 years younger than me.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It puts things in perspective, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
But the fact that they're doing so awesomely, awesomely.
That works for me.
Yeah.
They're doing awesomely.
They're doing awesomely.
They're doing fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It was not too long ago that we played them on our show. Honestly, I have to say, we played them on a pre-recorded show here on One Fine Day, and they are still so new.
Yes.
I had never seen Stacy, the name, before, and I had never heard of their song, so I just went ahead and said, hi, we're going to listen to Stacy with ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
And then we listened to the song, and they were like, ASAP, ASAP. I'm like, oh, okay, wait a minute. Let's go back and fix that so I don't look totally out of date and totally out of the loop. Because they are, if you are in the loop, you know who Stacy is, and you know it's called ASAP.
Right. Come on, Lena.
Yes.
It's ASAP, okay?
I know. I gotta get with it.
Come on. Yeah. Get with it, girl.
Get with it. Yeah. But yeah, they're super young.
They're so young.
ASAP, like, where did they come from and what kind of a song is it?
Well, I mean, they're being produced by one of the most legendary producing groups out here in Korea. They're called Black Eyed Pearson.
Oh, yes.
And they've been around for a while and they've done some of the hottest songs out here, but... Mm-hmm. The fact that they're focusing on this group solely, it's great. And it shows. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, where I first saw these girls was on social media, on our favorite photo and video platform.
Yes. Wow, really?
Yes. And they're going nuts there these days because of there's this new thing, it's called Reels.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone's using a lot of random K-pop music to just put on their videos, and this is one of the hottest songs, and I've been hearing it everywhere. And everyone's been dancing to it, and it's gone nuts. And so it's become embedded in my brain. Whenever I'm up at night going through my phone, looking at just random social media feeds, you know, their songs always come up.
That's also a very interesting way of how they become trendy through non-traditional channels.
Mm-hmm.
Traditionally speaking, in K-pop industry, instead of kind of hitting all the, we call them umbangs, you know, music shows and stuff, they're sort of flooding social media.
Yeah.
Someone's picking up on that, it's picking up on that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's even more effective because it's user promotions, right? It's basically word of mouth, but it spreads like wildflower.
Yeah, it's the new way of doing things. It's the fresh way.
It totally is.
It's the fresh
get
way.
Get with it, ASAP.
You gotta get with it. Get with it.
Yeah.
Come on, ASAP.
ASAP.
Yeah.
So if you want to know it's trending, or you've been searching on your social media and you're wondering what that background song is on all those reels, well, here it is right now. Let's listen. It's Stacy with ASAP.
Mm-hmm.
That was ASAP with by Stacy, the new hot trending K-pop girl group. Amazing that it's only been about a year since their debut.
I know.
And they debuted at a time when nobody was daring to come out with anything right at the start of the pandemic.
Even the most established artists, they were holding back some of their songs. Yeah, because they were afraid.
You were like, oh, let's take a break. Let's see where this this goes, you know. Kim Ji-soo, our regular listener, says the song progresses so differently from what they expected in the intro. It's true. It goes at different places. There's this very unexpected all-rhythm, out sort of balladic minor bridge all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Which focuses on the melody but tempoed down.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is a really cool part about Black Eyed Piercing is they have a way of making things sound so K-pop. I mean, this is like so classic K-pop girl group, but at the same time, it's still new. It's still new. It's something different every time. And that's the awesome thing about Black Eyed Piercing.
I remember, you know, listening to them far away or even seeing them on the screen or seeing them listening to them on big speakers or small speakers. I couldn't really tell much, but for the last about 40 seconds of the song, John and I put back our earphones and headphones on. And I have to say, the production is actually not as chock full as what we're getting used to in a lot of K-pop, where it's just everything and the kitchen sink kind of thing.
Yes.
Actually, very sparse, a lot sparser than I had expected. Just got a lot of lows, a lot of highs, and just little smatterings of, you know, sound of, smatterings of the boop, boop, boops, you know, in here and there. I call them sprinkles.
Sprinkles,
I don't know. They visually
MSG.
Look like that. Yeah, a
we
little,
call it MSG.
Little flamer. The only thing I really don't kind of like is the because it's just big overdone. But other than that, actually surprisingly sparse, which maybe is, I don't know, what do you think, the secret for it to not get too, like, you get overkill kind of, you know, tired of it?
Well, I mean, I think with K-pop, there is a tendency to just overflood the song with so
much.
Too much
production.
I feel like that's still 10 years ago. Come on, Lena.
That's also, that's also 10
on,
years
ASAP.
Ago.
It's ASAP.
It's
you got to stay current,
pulling
okay?
back, pulling back.
I got to stop with this whole thing.
It is interesting. Maybe this is a new trend that I should look into.
Well, I think it is. It's something that we're seeing in not only K-pop artists, but artists all around the world. They're trying to get back to their roots. You know,
people are trying
to get more focused on what's important in a song.
Right.
And, yeah.
I like that. Interesting trend to look at. All right. Okay, moving on to our next female artist of the day.
All right. So we're looking at Joy of Red Velvet.
Ah, yes.
I am in love with her. She is like my favorite.
Really?
I really hope my wife's not listening. No, but I mean, it feels like it was just yesterday. I was in college, and there's this new girl group called Red Velvet.
Yeah,
you know?
They were a sensation for sure.
Yeah, and they were so new, and now they're like this established group. They're like,
they're already kind of, you know,
they're the 선배s.
Yeah, if you compare Stacy, who we just listened to, they're Stacy's probably like, oh, I grew up with Red Velvet. They're my idols.
Oh my goodness, yeah,
pretty much, right?
Yeah, that's crazy. And to see that Joy is now branching out and doing her own music and her own album. I mean, that's crazy. That's that's so awesome. You know, like I said, I'm just a huge fan of Joy, and so I had to bring in one of her songs from this album. But this album, what I really loved about it was she was able to put together this really energetic compilation of remakes.
Yeah, I thought it was a very bold and interesting move that for her first solo debut, she did a cover album.
Right. And, I mean, even this song, we're going to be listening to Annyeong, which is Hello. And it's originally by an artist named Park Hye-kyung.
Yes.
But, even the original artist, when she heard Joy's version and rendition of it, the original artist reached out and said, oh my gosh, you sang it so beautifully and you're so pretty. And when I listened, and when I heard this, like, I could tell it's just so energetic, it's so uplifting. And at first, before I realized that this was a remake, I listened to it and I was like, wait, Joy is doing something so different. Like, what is going on? And then I realized it was a remake, but it was still so fresh.
Yes.
And if you listen to the original, it's still a very happy and go-lucky song. But
it does preserve a lot of the original.
But this one, it has that cuteness that only Joy can bring.
Exactly.
And I don't know if that's the right producer term for it. Forgive me for
I don't know if that's the official production term for it. But I think it's really, really hard to top, like, cuteness in when the original artist is Park Hye-kyung. I have to say she was really bold in this choice. Mm-hmm. And Park Hye-kyung Sunbit, you know, has this, such a distinctive voice that sometimes you shy away as an artist from covering artists who have too distinct a voice.
Mm.
Because then how are you going to, you know, do one up on that? How are you going to upgrade it? But Joy was really bold in her choices, and she picked a lot of, like, sort of out of the box covers, you know?
Yeah.
A lot from the 90s.
Right.
And not even, like, it's not even Park Hye-kyung's signature song.
Right. A lot of the songs on this album, they're not even, like, they're not songs that were super duper famous.
Exactly.
But I think it's just super interesting that they went with the choices that they did.
Yeah, really interesting selection.
I'm glad that they did.
Because
these are some awesome songs to bring to light, and especially with this new take. It's fresh, and it's something that I think a lot of K-pop fans will be able to listen to, and they'll be able to, in Korean, I'd say, 소화시켜, which is... a literal translation would be to digest.
Yes.
But it's easier to ease into some of the older roots of K-pop and Korean music through...
like a cover,
a reinterpreted
version.
Exactly.
That's probably, you know, exactly the same thinking behind all of the competition shows or even the shows that I've been on where we're asked to reinterpret old classics.
Mm-hmm.
But we are always asked to pick mega hits.
Right.
Songs that people automatically know the words to, like, Lee Moon-se, you know.
Of course.
You know, what is it? I can't remember. Yeah, we actually played a song from her that was a cover of a Toy song that's popular for Toy fans, but not like the first song that would come to your mind when you think of Yoohee. You think Jeon Saram, you don't think the Joy's pick. So very interesting, bold take. And like you said, something that's already familiar because these are melodies in our consciousness. But reinterpreted.
Right.
And she has she's actually a really good vocalist, and I didn't really give her props until this solo album.
Yeah, I mean, I never really, like I said, I'm a huge fan of Joy's. I think I'm saying this too much, but I didn't know her so much for her vocals more than for her incredible dancing and her stunning looks.
Yeah,
but,
she's beautiful.
Oh, man, my wife better not be listening.
Oh, no.
No, I'm just...
John's going to be in trouble.
I might be in a little bit of trouble.
A little bit of fine. Pin shame, we so call here. That's high praise from a musician himself, musician, you know?
Listening to this, it just showed, like, yo, she can do it. She has the vocals and she has the spunk behind this album to be this great artist that she's turned out to be, you know?
Yeah, I agree. It was not an easy task to undertake such a bold kind of a project. So kudos on her.
Yes.
So let's listen. Here is Joy with 안녕 or Hello. That was Joy with 안녕 or Hello. Kind of fascinating listening. Like I was telling John just now, this is the most non-SM-like arrangement I've really heard come out of them. For this whole album, really.
Right.
It's very unusual when you compare other SM artists doing solo projects like Wendy, which is, you know, also concurrently happening.
Right.
And then, John, you made a really interesting comparison that this is maybe something closer to what IU would be doing.
This is something closer to what I think... a lot of artists that are really more, instead of idols, but more artists are trying to pay like homage to the older, you know, artists of Korea. But in SM, we hear a lot of these groups trying to, or these solo artists that are trying to branch out, be more Western.
Yes.
And especially with idols, they try to be very Western. But with this whole album, it seems
it's
like
totally
they're going back, taking a step back and saying, let's appreciate our roots, you know, where we're coming from, and show that even idols, hey, we're artists too. We're artists too, you know?
Yeah.
And they're paying homage to those older artists that really laid the foundation.
That's
you know?
An interesting move, and I have to say it's extremely refreshing too. I'm surprised that they didn't, even though they do remakes of K-pop, I would have thought that they would have done something much shinier and mm-hmm. digital sounding, right? Mm-hmm. But this is very analog. We've got brass in there, and mm-hmm. I don't know. It's kind of fun. Listener Kim mm-hmm. Hana says, I'm listening while doing chores at home, and I like that I can hear Joy's energy, maybe giving you some energy while you're doing those chores. And even Kim Ji-soo thinks that the arrangement is really 화려하다. It's grand, right? And it makes Kim Ji-soo curious about the original song. You know, honestly, they do really... They are faithful to the original song to a very large extent, absolutely. And J.S. Lee, I don't understand his message, but he says, I hear a lot of machines. 기계음이 많이 들은 것 같아요.
Let me address this. Yeah, you know, okay. Here, as the producer, as the engineer,
yeah.
There's a lot of times where, you know, some artists, yeah. Most artists, you know, they all go through a certain type of pitch correction. And
of
so
course.
You're going to hear a bit of 기계음, but some artists will sound more natural than others. Just
That's
because
true.
You hear 기계음 on certain artists,
yeah.
it doesn't necessarily always mean that they're tuned super hard or it's because they're bad at singing or anything. It's actually because sometimes their tone of voice, it's naturally, it has these bends and curves
like a sound wave.
Yeah, in Korean you'd say when they 꺾어 their voice. So how would I explain that in English?
I guess I would call it a turn.
Yeah, a turn.
You know, or a trill.
Right.
When you're switching registers or doing really quick trills or runs. But yeah.
And Joy has this sound where she 꺾어s a lot, and she does those turns.
The
and
bends.
When you tune those up to pitch a little bit, sometimes you can get a little bit of that, but that's totally normal. And from what I'm listening to, I think that's part of her sound, you know? It helps create this polished, but still cute and amazing sound.
It's true. Every voice, the timbre of their voice just reacts differently to pitch correction, and some voices react better than others, so sometimes it sounds completely natural even though there was a lot of pitch correction, and then for other people, just you do a little bit and it ruins it,
right?
You know, so it's all because of the timbre of and the uniqueness of everyone's voice. But yes, I thought it was rather natural.
I thought it was great too.
Alrighty, moving on to our next song.
Wow, this is another very fresh group. They've been around for a little bit, but it seems like very recently they've been hitting all the right marks and getting into every chart and into everyone's feed. It's Oh My Girl.
Oh, yes.
OMG, Oh My Girl.
I think they have, in terms of music, that the music that they've been doing, they're definitely top in my list for fave K-pop girl groups lately. Their songs are fantastic. They sing fantastically.
And like I said earlier, you know, we're moving into new generations of girl groups. And Oh My Girl has been around for a little bit, but they're still fairly new. But they're kind of coming into this interesting space now where they're not the rookie Shinin group anymore.
No, they're not Stacy.
They're not Stacy, but they're still fresh, but they're also a little bit established. And I think you can hear that with their music, and especially with their progression of music from what they've done in the past, and especially now with our next song, which is Dolphin. It's such an amazing
song. I love this song. It's so addicting.
It's so fresh. It's so new, but it's also, it's not an easy song.
No.
As a producer, I listen to this and I think, wow, they must have done a lot of work to get these vocals this tight, to sound this good, and to come up with something this fresh. It couldn't have been easy. And it kind of shows that they're not your rookies anymore. They know what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Even with a producer that might, you know, be telling them, you know, you should do this and this and this, to be able to take what you hear and take the instructions and actually put it down with your voice and cut the vocals like
to
that.
To deliver.
That's not easy. And they deliver.
Yeah.
They absolutely
There's
deliver.
Only really so much you can cover up with editing.
Right.
But when I hear this song too, I almost feel like, gee, I don't even know if I could do that. You know, like little things that they do. And to me, when I hear some of the little fun things that they do, even their da-da-da-da-da is confidence.
Right.
right? So mm-hmm. they're infused with some sort of confidence that only comes from experience. But they've you're right. It, yeah. You know, they're not, you know, this ubiquitous name like Girls' Generation right. or Red Velvet for that matter. Mm-hmm. And it did take a while for them to start taking off. But now they're like mm-hmm. on this train.
Right.
And they're just, they can't get off these tracks.
They're doing
they're
awesome. And like I said earlier, we've been hearing a lot of these songs that are getting big on social media.
Yeah.
And this is no exception. Oh, I've been hearing it nonstop.
Really?
I feel like a lot of the songs that I hear that are new these mm-hmm. days that are really taking off, mm-hmm. I hear them on social media these days, on wow. reels all the time. Everyone's dancing to them
yeah.
or doing something to them.
Oh, like those dance challenges and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, those little dance challenges. And it's just amazing to mm-hmm. see these kinds of groups that are able to go from where they were in the
yeah.
past and to grow this much
yeah.
and to gain all the following
mm-hmm.
and to do it. I mean, when I hear a lot of those songs, mm-hmm. like, sometimes I listen to them and it might not be my favorite song, but
right.
just from sheer repetition, I'll listen to it and I'll be like, okay, I know what this is.
Yeah.
I can appreciate this. Mm-hmm. But this one, I remember this one
yeah,
was like, wow,
different.
This is a dope song.
Yeah.
This is one dope song. At first, I thought it was something more like, maybe was this like IU or something like that? Because it was
right.
so unique and it was
so quirky and unique,
right.
really creative, out of the box.
But then
yeah.
it turned out to be Oh My Girl. And I was,
yeah, very,
I was just
that was shocking
blown.
Too. Yeah,
yeah,
I agree. Super creative writing mm-hmm. there and producing. It's
mm-hmm.
just pretty amazing. Never get tired of listening to this. Literally,
yes.
I just don't get tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
So let's all enjoy a listener favorite here as well. It is Oh My Girl with Dolphin. Oh my god, 다 이미 좀 얄미워. 오늘 같은 날 마주쳐. That was Dolphin by Oh My Girl. Oh My Girl. You are listening to K-Pop Weekly here on One Fine Day, and we are enjoying the best of K-Pop female artists. Just a little smattering of what amazing things they have to offer these days.
Yes.
In the studio with me, producer John Kim. Listener K8192674 says, Dolphin is one of my favorites. I often hear it when I'm driving.
Mm-hmm. I'm with you
yes,
there.
Yes, well, it can definitely not only chase the dark away, but Dolphin can effectively eradicate pretty much any road rage. Right? You know, you'll just go,
yes.
whoop. And Alicia says, it's not just OFD where I hear this song heaps. I hear it a lot just walking around in my neighborhood or
wow.
in the city. And mm-hmm. mind you, Alicia lives in Australia.
Wow. Well,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's going nuts everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it makes sense. It's so catchy.
Mm-hmm.
It just sticks in your brain for like forever.
And I have to say, I think it's catchy, again,
mm-hmm.
because of their performances. And John, while we mm-hmm. were listening to it, he's like, I'm going to tell you straight up, I thought it was IU. And you
yes.
know what? When you think of it that way, it does sound like it could have been IU.
It really could
have been.
Been
another Blooming,
mm-hmm.
but it was not.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
not easy
yeah.
for a group to pull something off like this, especially
no.
When you have that many vocals,
yeah.
to be able to put them together and to
make it seamless.
It, yeah, it's
mm-hmm.
it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's sometimes easier when you have one really good artist to just
right.
do the whole thing. You
and
know,
then you
but,
have support.
Right.
Right.
But
support.
This one, they all, they're so tight.
Yeah.
yeah.
And in
they're
a different
so
way, different way than Mamamoo, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mamamoo is just like strong personality
right.
after strong personality. It's
mm-hmm.
just like this woman power group. But Oh My Girl is sort of, they get this seamless kind of unity going on.
Right.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is fun. And speaking of, our next
yes.
Next on our list is...
Jeez, everyone's favorite Korea, the daughter of Korea.
Yes, the daughter of Korea.
It's IU.
Yes.
She is one of the biggest names in K-pop.
Oh,
she
yes.
has been for a while now. I think... as far as females goes,
yeah.
I think she might be just about one of the best known K-pop females worldwide right
yeah.
now.
Yes, absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she deserves it,
mm-hmm.
especially with her entire career's evolution
yes.
from where she's come and where
yeah.
she's at right now.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And the song we're going to be listening to is off her recent album, Lilac. It's
mm.
the song called Lilac.
Oh, it's Lilac.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this album, it's another one that took off on social media with Celebrity.
Oh.
There was the whole Celebrity Challenge that went around.
That's right.
But a lot of people forgot about the other amazing songs, and I think that this was also one of the most amazing songs mm-hmm. that she's put out so far.
Yeah.
It's fresh, it's new, mm-hmm. But it's still so her.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's hitting all the charts right
yeah.
now. She's hitting all of them. And this song is still up there, mm-hmm. Despite it having been out for a couple weeks now.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's still doing super well. And, you know, I was listening to it with my wife. And mm-hmm. It's so nice to listen to, mm-hmm. to like you said earlier, chase away the dark. But yeah, I mean, IU is just one of those artists that you can never go wrong, you know?
I remember when Lilac came out, I kind of got shivers, mm-hmm. goosebumps, because for some strange reason, this spring, now that we're mm-hmm. segueing into summer, but when this kind of came out, you know, one of the most trending colors this spring was lilac and mint. But I just don't know how she could have known that. She could not have when she was producing this probably in the wintertime. So it just, that's what kind of sixth sense as a K-pop artist
or
as a musician that I think IU has, that I'm just like, oh, goosebumps now, you know, 이제 닭살도다. Like she frightens me with her power.
Her power. her sixth sense power.
Yeah, her sixth sense, her star power. Celebrity is ironic to say at best on her song Lilac. I felt like she was showing off her virtuosity.
Yes.
Oh, I can do this. You want to hear me do this? I can do it.
She can do just about everything. It was
very smart production. So we'll take a listen and talk about it a little when we come back.
Right.
First up, here's IU with Lilac. That was Lilac by IU. GHSK Finn is kind of our resident trivialist. Trivialist. She's often compared to Taylor Swift. Especially also in the fact that they're both influential singer-songwriters in their own right. And I think more their place in the music industry, their standing, their status. Yeah, I don't know musically speaking, though.
Yeah, they're pretty different musically. Taylor Swift is absolutely... She has that boy meets girl and I'm gonna sing about my heartbreak. She has that, like, tailoring to the 15 to 18-year-old group. You know, she has the sound. But with this song, I mean, if it was translated into English, I could totally see Taylor Swift singing something like
this. That's true, too. It is a very... Like, this is... I remember talking to Jakob, actually, about this. This is actually a disco song. Mm-hmm. It's got a funk rhythm. And not really easy to pull off as a vocalist. I can tell you, I kind of stay away from songs like these now because I always end up sort of... It's sort of lackluster in a live environment, in a concert environment. It's great to listen to on earphones, but it's not something that's very, like, shinna up-tempo, and it's not ballady. It's sort of in the middle, you know,
Have you tried singing something like this in concert on roller skates?
No.
It might help you out. Because, I mean, when I hear this, I think of roller skates.
I might break my leg. But yeah, it totally roller derby song there, definitely so. And maybe because of the retro concept, the music video decided to go quote-unquote retro with... John, you said, I haven't seen IU doing the dance choreography in quite a while. It kind of takes you back to the Jeonnar days.
Yeah, with especially like even the way that she was dressed with the dress and
very
her background.
Frilly dress on. That seemed like a throwback and another statement. We know IU's all about statements here and there, hidden statements.
Yes,
you know, pretty cool stuff. J.S. Lee says she is the icon of an era.
Of course.
Lahav 82 says she seems like a very ideal idol. 바람직한. She is a very good role model.
Yes,
for young kids who completely idolize her.
You know, her last birthday, she donated 5억 to just charity and
$500,000.
Yeah, she seems to do all these things in the dark, and not a lot of people know that she she donates really often. She does charity where she can, and she really is. I feel like there's a lot of idols and a lot of artists that when they are so consumed with fame and all this fandom, it's hard for them to kind of ground themselves. But I think IU is one of those artists that's really able to do it well.
I think she has a very strong support group, keeping her sane and level-headed. And she's also, she's always been very, very smart. And I mean that in a very, the best sense of the word. She's always had a very level head on her shoulders. She was always a little wary of fame. She was always very guarded. And these were all defense mechanisms that I think she needed to kind of preserve her process and to grow and evolve into this, you know, amazing lady. And, yeah, I think she feels a lot of responsibility, though. To be kind of a pillar of society.
Well, she is Korea's daughter.
But the fact that she doesn't buckle under that pressure, she takes it as her duty and she does what she needs to get done is amazing. It must be hard.
It
because
must be so hard.
She's a young girl and I just want her to, you know, go play out in the field and just not have a care. You know, go on spring break. I don't know.
Lena, I guess not. She and I are both in our mid-20s.
I know.
I don't know if we're going to go play out in the field.
But just to, you know, throw back to your teens or even your childhood that she probably didn't have much of because she was thrust in the spotlight so early.
That's true.
Yeah. But yeah, fantastic. Yes. Could not leave her out in a discussion of top female K-pop artists. But we have time for one more and squeeze it in here. Who is our last artist
of the day? Oh my goodness, I'm so excited for this song.
You saved your best for last.
Have you heard this?
No.
Oh my goodness, you're going to go nuts for this.
Okay,
this
is
the best song in the world right now. For me.
Is this your favorite now?
This is my favorite song. I sing this all the time.
Wow.
It's called Octopus Life. Octopus's Dream, actually. Munhoe Gum by An Yeon. And An Yeon is an artist not a lot of people might have heard about. She was a runner-up in K-pop Star on season 5. And she did... I mean, she's done a lot of stuff since then, but... This last album has just, it's gone nuts also due to social media. So one of the main lyrics to this song, where the first lyric, it's 나는 문어, which means I'm an octopus. When you put I'm an octopus together in this cute voice of singing with whatever image, it makes that image seem like they're saying I look like an octopus or something. So it's kind of funny. It's like, you know, like I'll put up a picture of, let's say like I have a picture of my wife and her hair is going nuts.
And then you put the BGM background music.
Yeah, exactly.
I am octopus.
Exactly. Right. And it just, it does something for me. And it seems to go nuts. And that's kind of what's been happening. And, I mean, it's being kind of used right now as a quote-unquote meme song in Korea, but it was actually released on Children's Day recently in Korea, and it was actually, it's a good song. It's a song about, it's pretty sincere. It is. It's a sincere song about the life of an octopus and how, you know, the sea can get kind of lonely and, it can get dark and scary sometimes when you're alone. And
interesting. It sounds like a children's book put to music almost.
It is. But then when you pair that with funny pictures.
That's true. When you make it a meme where you hear 나는 문어 and then you see, like, you know, me with, you know, my hair all and frazzled up or something like that. Something funny like that.
It does something different. But yeah, this. This artist, An Yeon, she's so incredible with the different tones she can pull off with her voice.
Different tones?
Yeah, and you're going to hear it in this, but it's just, she does something with her voice that she sounds like a 8-year-old male child.
I kind of think of Korean animation. How all the children's voices are voiced actually by women.
Exactly.
So it's sort of that.
So she was able to put that persona and that characteristic into this entire song, and she doesn't break from that even once for one
but,
second
through okay
this
so what
song.
We're gonna listen to is not actually how she actually sings, or this is just one of the tones
exactly
that she sings in.
So
if you're an An Yeon fan up until now, you would be surprised by this.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, I mean, I'd say that this is a different sound for her, but at the same time, I mean, she does it so well, and it just, it works.
It's working
for
her.
It works, and it's my favorite song. This is my favorite song.
It's funny that you used Muno-e Gum or Octopus Dream to chase the dark away from the scary beach, because I feel like it would be counterproductive. But I guess the song itself just sounds so happy.
Well, I mean, if an octopus came out of the ocean singing this song to me, you know, I don't think I'd be that scared.
You wouldn't be that scared. Maybe no one would really be that. I don't know. If an octopus came out of the ocean singing to me, I'd be scared.
Well, listen to the song
okay,
first.
Singing this to me.
Yeah, maybe not so scared with this one.
That's fantastic. All right, and this is our last song for K-Pop Weekly. Thank you so much again, John.
It's a pleasure.
Had a lot of fun hearing, you know, first of all, we got a little sneak peek into your weekend playlist, which is always a lot of fun, so it's all fresh in your mind, and we had some listener favorites, and also we've got some, you know, new, I think, favorites for our listeners to look up. So we'll say goodbye. We hope you have a fantastic week.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you next time, and we'll say goodbye to John with 안녕. Here is 문어의 꿈 or Octopus's Dream. We just heard 문어의 꿈 or Octopus's Dream by artist 안 예은. Fantastic stuff there. And that is all the time we have for today. Here is Kim Dong-yul with Jump taking us out. Thanks for tuning in. See you tomorrow.